Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to change the rein across the long diagonal. Now, on the surface, this sounds like a pretty straightforward exercise. However, as with everything in dressage, nothing is ever as simple as it first seems. And changing the rein across the long diagonal can present quite a few challenges for the dressage rider. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at what can go wrong. We're going to go through some of the common rider mistakes, and we're also going to look at how you can ride this exercise for maximum marks in a dressage test. So first up, let's just clarify, what are the long diagonals? Well, in a dressage arena, the long diagonals run from the corner markers. So F to H, or H to F, and K to M, or M to K. Now, for reference, although we're talking about long diagonals, there are also short diagonals, and examples of those are F to E and K to B. Essentially, you're still riding a diagonal line, but as the name suggests, it's shorter. Now, in this podcast episode, we're mainly focusing on the long diagonals, so the ones that run from those corner markers. However, the same principles still apply when you're riding the short diagonals. Okay, so with that out of the way, now let's look at what the judge is looking for. So when they're judging a change of rein across a diagonal in a dressage test, here are a few things that the judge expects to see. So first of all, they want to see that the rhythm and the tempo of the pace are maintained. They also want to see that the horse remains in balance and that he is straight on the diagonal line. They also want to see clear, correct, and uniform bend through both of the corners, and they want to see that the movement is ridden accurately from marker to marker. Now, on top of all of that, the horse should continue to work forward through his back to seek an elastic contact with a consistent and correct frame. And the horse's balance should be uphill and off the forehand, with light, mobile shoulders and active hindquarters, which are relative to the horse's level of training. So that basically means that the more advanced the level, the more uphill balance the judge is expecting to see. Okay, so now that we know what this movement is and we know what the judge is looking for, let's now go through the steps on how to change the rein across the long diagonal. And for this example, we're going to change the rein from F to H. So we're going to go from the left rein to the right rein. So the first step, step one, is to ride a good corner. Now, how you ride the corner preceding the diagonal line will determine the quality and the accuracy of the movement. Now, if you ride a bad corner, you'll probably ride a bad diagonal line. So what you need to do is you need to use the corner to further engage your horse's hind legs, and this will help prevent a loss of balance when your horse is on the straight line. Now to do this, what you're going to do is whilst you are on the left rein and before entering the AF corner, you're going to prepare your horse by riding a half halt and looking ahead of you to plan the turn. You're going to establish the correct uniform bend through your horse's body, and you're going to keep him balanced between your inside leg and your outside rein whilst continuing to ride forwards. Now, riding forwards will encourage the horse to step under with his inside hind leg. And remember that you should only ride as deeply into the corner as is appropriate for your horse's stage of training. So don't go too deep or ask for too much bend than what your horse can currently manage. Now, once you have ridden your corner, you then move on to step two, which is to position your horse on the diagonal line. So what you're going to do is you're going to look up towards the arena letter that you are aiming for on the opposite side of the arena. Now in this example, that letter is H. And by looking up towards the letter, this will help you to position your horse accurately. So as your horse's shoulders reach that F corner letter, you should be leaving the outside track through a smooth curve. Now it's important that it's a smooth curve. Avoid making any sharp angle turns because this could cause your horse to lose his balance and straightness. Now also ensure that you have a secure outside rein contact. This will prevent too much neck bend and the horse clinging to the outside track. And then we move on to step three, which is to straighten the horse. Now, some riders assume that after turning their horses left, they then need to pull on the right rein to straighten the horse, or vice versa. But all this does is this causes the horse to wiggle and lose balance and straightness. Instead, to straighten your horse correctly and smoothly for the diagonal line, all you're going to do is you're going to put your aids back to neutral whilst keeping a little bit more weight in your outside rein. So in this example, it's going to be your right rein. And then you're going to ride your horse forward without rushing him. Your horse will naturally straighten out. And then to keep your line accurate as you ride across the long diagonal, focus on placing the letter H between your horse's ears and riding your horse through a tunnel using both legs equally. Now, once you have crossed the diagonal line, we then move on to step four, which is you need to prepare for the next corner. So a few strides before you reach the H corner marker, you're going to ride a half halt to balance the horse and to prepare him. Now, if you are in rising trot, this is where you are going to change your diagonal. You are not going to change your diagonal over X, and we're going to talk about why that is later on in this podcast episode. But for the purpose of this example, you're going to change your diagonal and transfer your horse into your new outside rein. So before, the right rein was your outside rein. But now you need to transfer your horse into the left rein. And this helps get your horse ready to rejoin the track on the right rein. Now to help you join the track smoothly, aim for your horse's outside shoulder to reach the corner letter at the end of the diagonal line, rather than riding him straight on towards the letter. And this ensures that the horse doesn't hit the track at an angle that makes the turn too sharp. And then finally, your last step, step number five, is you need to ride the last corner. So for the corner, you're going to ride your horse from your new inside leg into your new outside rein, whilst positioning your outside leg slightly behind the girth and using your inside rein to indicate the direction of bend and ask for a little inside flexion. You're going to look up and ride the horse forwards through the corner and away. And that about covers the five steps on how you go about changing the rein across the long diagonal. But now let's talk about changing your rising diagonal. So why didn't we tell you to sit for two beats and change your diagonal over X? Well, yes, when you are learning to ride and change the rein, most riders are taught to change their rising trot diagonal over X. But unfortunately, this can cause a few problems. And this is because X marks the centre of the arena, and it has no supporting walls or fence lines. And by changing your diagonal here, whilst you are riding a straight line, you are highly likely to disrupt your horse's balance. Instead, it's far more tactful to change your diagonal and your outside rein, either before writing the diagonal line or after writing the diagonal line. So here's a quick rundown on how either of those would work. So if you want to change your diagonal before the diagonal line, here's what you would do. So you would ride through the AF corner on the left rein and with left bend. You would position the horse on the diagonal line and you would straighten the horse. You would then ride a half halt, change your rising diagonal and your outside rein. So instead of having a bit more weight in your right rein, you now have a little bit more weight in your left rein. You're then going to ride the horse straight and forwards across the diagonal line. And then once you get to the end of that, you're going to prepare the horse for the corner and ride through the corner in right bend. Now, in contrast to that, if you wanted to change your rising diagonal after the diagonal line, then what you would do is you would ride through the AF corner on the left rein and with left bend, position the horse onto the diagonal line and straighten the horse, keeping a bit more weight in your outside rein. You would then ride the horse straight and forwards across the diagonal line, and just before reaching the H corner marker, you would ride a half halt, change your rising diagonal here, along with your outside rein. So again, instead of having a bit more weight in your right rein, you now have a bit more weight in your left rein. You would then ride through the corner in right bend. Essentially, by doing it this way, you ensure that you are not going to disrupt your horse's balance and rhythm at the crucial point of riding over X, when the horse is already going to be at his least balanced moment. And since you are essentially riding a straight line, you can be on either rising diagonal at that moment. All you need to do is to make sure that you have your horse in the correct outside rein and you are on the correct diagonal for the corners. But on the straight line, you can be on either diagonal. Okay, so with that point explained, now let's go through some of the common mistakes that can happen when riders try to change the rein across the long diagonal. So the first problem, problem number one, is that the horse cuts the corner onto the diagonal line. Now, if this happens, not only will your diagonal line be inaccurate, but your horse will most likely be out of balance and on the forehand. Now, cutting the corner is usually due to the horse leaning and falling inwards, and the rider not establishing the correct uniform bend through the corner. So remember to ride the horse from your inside leg into your outside rein to keep the horse out on the outside track. Now, if you need any more help with this, we have just done an article and a podcast episode titled How to Stop Your Horse from Leaning. So if you want to check that out, just search our podcast archives or pop by our website, howtodressage.com. But moving on to problem number two, and this is that the horse clings to the outside track. So when trying to position the horse onto the diagonal line, it's not uncommon to see horses cling to the outside track and overshoot the marker. Again, this usually happens because the rider isn't bending the horse correctly. Instead, they have tried to turn the horse by using the inside rein in isolation. And this creates too much neck bend and causes the horse to fall out through his outside shoulder. The result is then that the horse turns his head to the inside, but his shoulders continue travelling straight down the outside track, and therefore they overshoot the marker. Now, to correct this, you're going to use your outside rein to prevent too much neck bend and also to control the horse's outside shoulder and to prevent him from drifting out through it. Now, if you need any more help with this problem, then search for our article or our podcast episode titled How to Turn Your Horse Without Pulling on the Inside Rein. But now let's talk about problem number three. And this is that the horse loses straightness. So when travelling across the long diagonal, you want your horse's hind feet to track behind your horse's forefeet. And to help keep your horse straight, imagine that you are riding through a tunnel and keep your horse securely between your leg and rein aids and keep riding forwards. Now, do not try to slow the pace in an attempt to try and straighten the horse, because more than likely, this will only result in the horse becoming more crooked. Think of a bicycle. So if you try to ride a bicycle in a straight line whilst pedaling slowly, then you're more likely to wobble. It's much easier to cycle straight when you pedal faster. And the same principle applies to the horse. So just make sure that you are riding positively forwards. Again, if you need any help with this, search our website or our podcast archives for one titled How to Keep Your Horse Straight. But now let's move on to problem number four, and this is that the horse loses balance. So when crossing over the centre of the arena, horses can sometimes lose their balance, they could fall onto their forehand, and they can come against the contact. And this can happen because the horse is on a straight line in essentially the middle of nowhere, with no supporting wall or fence to help them balance. Now, you can help your horse to keep his balance by preparing him diligently through the first corner. So use the required bend and a half halt to encourage your horse to step further underneath with his hind legs, and this will put him in the best position possible to remain in balance on the straight line. Now, if you are still experiencing a loss of balance, even after careful preparation through the corner, then it's prudent to instead change the rein via the short diagonals instead. Because the short diagonals are, well, shorter, there's less opportunity for loss of balance. And then you can progress back to the long diagonals once your horse can keep his balance comfortably across a whole short diagonal. Okay, so the last problem that we're going to talk about, problem number five, is that the horse loses rhythm and or tempo. So when you are changing the rein across the long diagonal, regardless of if you are in walk, trot or canter, the rhythm and the tempo must remain consistent. So the horse should not speed up or slow down, nor should he break the pace. For example, he shouldn't break into canter when he should be trotting. Now, these problems usually occur because of one of the following three reasons. So reason number one is that the rider tries to slow the pace in an attempt to keep the horse balanced and straight. Reason number two is that the rider pushes the horse out of his natural rhythm and tempo, again in an effort to keep him straight. And reason number three is that the horse loses his balance and rushes forwards. Now, essentially, all of those can be corrected by first ensuring that the horse is sufficiently prepared and balanced through that first corner. And secondly, by riding the horse positively forwards, but doing so without rushing him. So count the rhythm and the tempo in your head. So for example, if you are in trot, you would count 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Or you could count up, down, up, down, up, down. And just make sure that that rhythm and that tempo stays the same throughout the whole movement. If your horse has been prepared sufficiently and you focus on that rhythm and tempo, then you should be able to maintain it across the whole diagonal line. So to wrap this episode up, changing the rein across the long diagonal is trickier than it first sounds. Most of the problems that are experienced with this exercise happen because the rider fails to prepare for this deceptively difficult movement. Remember that the first corner is very important. If you ride a poor corner, your horse will be unbalanced and the movement will be inaccurate. And lastly, if you are changing the rein across the long diagonal in rising trot, think about where you want to change your rising diagonal. Although riders are commonly taught to change their rising diagonal over X, it's often more tactful to change it either before or after the straight diagonal line. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.